Hey, this is Tom Hazard from Ellison, and you're watching CMS TV.
It's kingdom come in your face with pushing hard. And just before that, we heard Zebra with Tell Me What You Want, going out by request to the Mississippi truck driver. And we also heard some thunder there for the Dude Bro with One Day We'll Be Free Again.
Cool.
Yeah, so some classic metal sounding blues based rock and roll right there for you.
That's right. Dude, is this not the middle of May?
It's close. It's the 11th of May.
I need a fucking heater in here again.
It keeps getting weird with the weather. It gets warm one day and it's back down again and back up again. Like, it was only 60 degrees here today, but tomorrow it's going to be close to 80.
It's 40, I think 47 degrees here right now. It's fucking cold.
Yeah.
I long since put the heater away and brought in the little fan that I have. That ain't helping.
Well, it's only 46 degrees here.
Oh, it's fucking cold.
Yeah. Fuck that shit.
I'm going to put the hood up on the hoodie here in a minute. I'm fucking noses running and stuff from the cold. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
Yeah, it must be all that man-made global warming causing that.
Well, push a little of that warming this way. Holy fuck.
It could be that solar storm we're experiencing, the where everybody sees the northern lights.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That had me running outside to see. No, it didn't. I was absolutely disgusted with how many people. Oh, I got to run outside to see fucking clouds.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Go see the northern lights, man.
Wonderful. Just wonderful. Lame.
Well, I have seen the northern lights. My mother's parents, my grandparents, lived in the very, very upper tip of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Okay.
And when we would go visit in the summertime, being that they were so far north, it was you could not see them.
Let's right.
Just put it that way. It was just part of the scenery to light up the sky, you know. But
sure.
To be anywhere south of that, you know, is an anomaly, I guess. So much like the solar eclipse we experienced a few weeks ago, this is another one of those things. So I, you know, everything is global warming to me. So even though it's a natural occurrence, it's happened a bunch of times over the decades. I'm just going to throw global warming at it.
Yeah, why not?
Might as well. I mean, you know, I'm going to toe the company line. Everything we do is global warming related. I have ice in my glass that I'm sipping on some Jack and Coke. See how my glass got, you know,
fridged on it. Yeah. Right.
This is global warming right here.
Yeah, it is. Sure is.
The day after it actually gets colder. So that's, I'm blaming that. That's global warming right there.
There man. It is.
Yep. And the fact that the Colorado River is filling back up with water after decades of drought, global warming, my friend.
That's right.
Global
warming.
It is.
Of course.
And I fail to throw my plastic into the recycle bin.
Mm-hmm.
Global warming.
Global warming.
Mm-hmm.
You're guilty.
And I'm proud of it.
Yeah. I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. I don't play that game either. I just throw it all in one bin.
Yeah, I'm happy about that.
My thought is, fuck you. You get paid to sort that shit.
Right. Yeah, you're creating an economy by creating jobs.
That's right.
You're a job creator.
Yeah, by being lazy.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, what? That's an old thing that my dad taught me when I was a wee lad. One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Mm-hmm.
And that just is the treasure of the paycheck you get at the end of the week.
That's right.
Fills your bank account with those gold coins.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, it's all related.
It all is. Related. Absolutely.
I never forget the lessons I learned as a child. So,
even though you're a zillion miles away from being a child at this point.
I am. I'm a zillion miles away, but I still have very immature humor.
Yeah. I mean, we're still children. We're still. Yeah,
I am the child within the man.
That's right.
Sticking with the theme.
That's right.
All right. Well, you want me to take over here?
Yeah, go ahead. Take
some. I got some whack ass stories we can cover.
Bring them on.
All right. So, something that I think a lot of our fans can relate to, probably are familiar with, and probably have seen it at least once, if not many, many times, since it's something that often runs on repeat, whether it's on commercial television or whether it's on your streaming channels, is 16 Candles.
Sure. Okay.
I still find that movie funny.
That's the one with Ducky. Is that right?
No, Long Duck Dong.
What was the one with John Cryer?
That was Pretty in Pink.
Pretty in the same thing. It's all Molly Ringwald.
It's the same group of people. It's
yeah.
Molly Ringworm. But yeah. 16 Candles was one of the very early John Hughes dominating movies, because both Molly Ringwald and Michael Anthony Hall were in it, which of course they went on and did The Breakfast Club together. And,
right.
You know, then of course, Michael Anthony Hall was in Family Vacation, which the first Family Vacation, which John Hughes was a writer on. You know, he wrote that movie. Were you aware of that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah, that whole quote unquote brat pack.
Right.
Whether it was Michael Anthony Hall or Molly Ringwald or Judd Nelson or Ally Sheedy or Emilio Estevez there you go. Perfect. So one of the funnier characters in 16 Candles was the foreign exchange student that was living with a grandma and a grandpa.
Right.
He helped push lawn mowing machine and done laundry. Long Duck Dong.
Right.
Well, apparently he did an interview recently.
Okay.
His name is Getty. And here it's kind of weird. His last name sounds like wannabe, because it's actually spelled like that. It's Watanabe. Wantabi, I guess.
Wantabi?
I guess that's how you
Wasabi?
Yeah, exactly. He said he didn't find his 16 Candles role of Long Duck Dong offensive at the time.
Okay.
You know where that's going, right? At the time.
Yeah, but now.
But now. Well, we'll see what he has to say. The Japanese actor, Japanese American actor who was born and raised in Utah, up in Mormon country, said he was just thrilled to see that they were casting an Asian in any movie when he took the role.
Yeah. Okay. Should have been.
Well, what about the, Bruce Lee movies?
Those don't count.
They don't?
No.
Why not?
Because they don't count.
Okay. There you go. Look at you, quick with the pictures and shit.
I'm trying.
I know. Look at that. You don't even have the Anthony Cumia staff working in the control booth.
No, I don't.
Pulling shit up. You're doing it all on your own.
That's right.
It's been 40 years since 16 Candles was released in theaters, and while time has certainly changed and Molly Ringwald recently opened up about parts of the movie that haven't aged well, Getty Wannabe, who played a foreign exchange student Long Duck Dong, said he didn't realize his character was an offensive stereotype.
Really? You didn't get that?
He didn't get that.
You didn't get when they were making fun of how you speak, how you look, your slanted eyes, your yellow skin. You didn't get that that might be offensive until now.
Very clever dinner. All food and made in clever pie.
Yeah, he didn't get that that might be offensive to other Japanese people. He didn't see that. He thought that was okay.
Apparently so.
What a dick. Shut up with your fucking woke shit.
He's not a dick. He's a long duck dong.
He's a fucking left-leaning cunt. Well, shut up.
I don't know if that's the case, to be honest with you. Let's read further, shall we?
Stop it. He is totally a left-leaning douche.
Frankly, I was like, this is a good job, and I'm going to get paid more than 1 week in this movie. Let's see. I'm going to get paid more doing 1 week in this movie than I did after all the years I was in theater. Wannabe says now 68.
68?
68.
Jesus.
It really didn't occur to me that this was a stereotype because there wasn't really anything out there for Asian actors at the time. It was just so scarce, so I didn't think it was a stereotypical or racist. Isn't that weird? He continues. No, that's when there was fun in the world.
Yeah.
That's when people just had a sense of humor about things.
So why are you bringing it up now, Miyagi? Jesus fucking Christ.
Because it's 40 years since.
So because now you need attention by saying that you were oppressed. Fuck off.
Well, you know, the movie was released in 84, so here we are 40 years later.
Yeah, and the answer should be, you know what? Comedy is about being absurd, and that's what it was. It was an absurd look at Asians. That's it.
It was. I agree.
Don't go into the racist. Don't even acknowledge that shit. What a dick. I don't like this kid. He's 70 years old. I don't like him.
Watatambi notes, however, that he, of course, knew some lines were problematic. I remember the movie using the word Chinaman, and even then I was like, oh, that's not great. Dude.
Yeah, so what?
Dude, Chinaman is not the preferred nomenclature. Asian-American, please. Yeah.
First of all, I don't know that you're from America or are American, so you are a Chinaman as far as I'm concerned.
We're not talking about the ones that came over here to build the railroad. These are all Big Lebowski lines.
Yeah, I don't know
like that movie.
No, I don't know any of it. But all I know is this guy's pissing me off.
But you also have to remember in that period of time, people still had to be educated about parameters.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
What the alarm bells were when it came to being offensive.
Why? We don't owe you to not be offensive.
It's just
I don't owe you that.
It's just funny. It was just funny.
It's just jokes.
It's called goofing on someone.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up, Tegu, and just fucking act.
4 decades later, Wannabe says he's fascinated by the way the character is such a driver of conversation. The actor who was born and raised in Utah and speaks with an American accent said he was just acting in a comedic role. I wasn't even sure I could pull it off, he said, of putting on Dong's heavy foreign accent. But I had a friend who sort of sounded like him, and he helped me and let me listen to him and would talk with me. And then I went in and I auditioned and I got the part.
Yeah, I'd imagine he was Swedish too, right? You didn't go to your fucking gook friend and say, hey, talk to me so I can steal your vocabulary. Get the fuck out of here with this guy.
Wannabe adds that he stayed in character even after he got the role, and it wasn't until he was at a table read in Chicago that he broke character and spoke in his regular accent, completely surprising John Hughes, the film's writer and director. He totally burst out laughing, Wannabe says, with a laugh. He was just in shock. Wannabe also says that in a weird way, he felt that Hughes almost played against Asian stereotypes and that Dong got the sexy American girlfriend. That was really unusual in a sense for the Asian character to get the girl and party and be in bliss like that, he explains.
So then why are you bringing up the negativity about it?
Well, because he's being interviewed about it.
Jesus Christ. The only movie he should star in is him running naked down the street away from a flamethrower. Shut up.
Now
shut the fuck up. Oh my God, this guy's pissing me off.
Nowadays, Wannabe says people are still obsessed with quoting Long Duk Dong's memorable lines back to him, something he was originally bothered by. You go through a period where it's really annoying, but as you get older, it's almost sweet. You get where they're coming from, he says, of the movie's diehard fans, so I don't take it as anything as bad. In the 80s, my career was playing a lot of foreign people from other countries, he continues. As I got, well, of course, you're not a white Anglo-American looking person. So yeah, you're going to get those roles from somebody who's from Asia or something.
What role is he looking to get? The fucking role that Denzel Washington might get? Shut the fuck up. Of course you're going to play Mr. Miyagi's kid or whatever. That's your fucking job. You're Asian.
Right.
Be yeah. Asian.
As I got older, that tipped away, which I'm thankfully for, but the 80s were a hard time for Asian American actors. There wasn't a lot out there. There was no real support to guide me about the finer line between being a goof in comedy and what's stereotypical and what's offensive now.
Again, with the offensive. Enough with the offensive.
Well, I agree.
Guess what, dick fuck? If you hadn't been in this quote-unquote offensive role, no one would know who you are. You would have never made it. You'd be fucking checking carts in at Walmart. So shut the fuck up, fucking Hop Sing. Fuck off.
Wannabe adds, now it's been somewhat defined, but it's muddled still. But I think that the new Asian actors that are coming up, all the shows that are coming out, is really exciting. It's great to see friends out there that aren't just one-dimensional characters. Wannabe also said that the Long Duk Dong character actually has been a driver of a positive change in that regard. People study him in the Asian studies class, he says. In some ways, that takes the string out of the role. People are having conversations about him. It's interesting that this one role did so much. These days, Wannabe is living in Southern California and still acting as roles come up, mostly in theater. In fact, he got a start in musicals after he was discovered on the street corner singing in San Francisco when he was 19.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure he's up for a role in Hamilton as well, right? Fuck out of here.
I skipped college and moved to San Francisco, and I really wanted to be a folk singer, he said. Mm-hmm. A casting director heard him singing on the street and offered him a role in Pacific Overtures. He then moved to New York City and did plays and musicals while also working at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. I loved it, he says, of his bohemian lifestyle. After 16 Candles, his career blew up and his life changed, and he went on to act in movies like Volunteers and Gung Ho. The 80s were a wild ride, he said with a laugh. These days, Wannabe says he spends a lot of time reading and learning and speaking about Japanese internment camps, which his mother had been a part of. I think a lot of the information is finally coming out about those times, he says. The new generation is speaking up about it. If you remember in the history books when we were growing up, it was just like a little blurb. I remember asking my mom about it and thought she meant summer camp. They didn't really talk about it, but the more you learn, you know that it's pretty shocking time. Wannabe adds that I'm not retired from acting. I hate when actors say that they're retired, he says with a laugh. Because, you know, if someone called offering a role, they're going to say, well, of course.
Yeah, this guy is an annoyance. He's a fucking annoyance. He's like, he's trying not to be offensive. Like, he's trying to straddle the line.
Right.
And it's like, pick a fucking side, dick. And the side you ought to pick is not the side that you're leaning into.
Right.
he's leaning into the, well, it might have been offensive, and it might have been, no, it wasn't offensive then. It's the only reason you got work. Deal with it. Even today, with all the woke culture and whatever, with as goofy as our world is today, somebody said in the chat earlier, he ain't going to get fucking picked to play Tupac in a movie. He's going to be in the fucking sequel to The Man in the High Castle.
Or he's going to be one of the high priests in the remake of Kung Fu.
Yeah, I mean, if they need a fucking stray old man from Karate Kid the next season, he'd be the guy.
Right.
He's the distant cousin of Mr. Miyagi.
Sure.
That's who he would play. Shut up, you're Asian, be Asian. If there's nothing wrong with it, then why are you running from it? Fucking idiot.
Yeah. Well, anyway, but I still find that movie hilarious. And I think I brought it up a few weeks ago or a month or so ago that I was actually watching that movie on, I don't remember what channel service it was, but when Grandpa was looking for him when he didn't come home from the night out of partying with his new American girlfriend.
Right.
And the Grandpa was on the phone and he goes, what does he look like? Well, he was wearing a red sweater, tan slacks, and red shoes. And he goes, no, he's not retarded. Well, they cut that part right now.
They cut it out?
They cut it out.
Dude, everything now is so homogen. Like, I don't know if you saw this was just last week, but that Tom Brady roast thing, they edited out the booing that everybody did when fucking Kim Kardashian got up there.
Okay.
They edited out her being booed. Why? Why would you edit that out? Because she's a chick, so therefore she can't be fucking booed. People can't hate her.
Or, depending on who's behind producing that thing, they don't want it to hurt her brand.
That one, but that all by itself, then don't fucking show up for a roast.
Well, maybe they didn't realize.
Live crowd.
Well, maybe she didn't get. They didn't realize she would get booed.
How could you not realize that when you put a live crowd in front of?
Again, you didn't realize. Maybe it was a surprise that reaction, you know.
I guess, but still shouldn't be edited out.
Well, I agree, but the thing is money is everything. You know that. I don't have to explain that to you.
Mm-hmm.
So it could have been that. Dude, we can't. This is going to ruin her brand. You know.
Yeah. I don't know. It just everything. I hate
everything is fake.
I hate it. It's all fake. It's all censored. Fucking just a bunch of cunts running this cunt fuck country.
Everything is fake. Everything is controlled. Mm-hmm. Everything is carefully orchestrated.
Right.
You know, depending on who's in charge, everything is just carefully crafted to move whatever narrative and what direction they want it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what it boils down to.
It just sucks.
I agree. Completely agree, which is why I don't watch any news. I'm not on any kind of social media. I'm not influenced by any of this stuff.
Right.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't want to be influenced by any of it.
Right. I hear you.
Well, speaking of social media.
Yeah.
Somebody who rose to be a social media star and made quite a bit of money and is a multimillionaire because of her social media presence.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that we've covered in the past, Belle Delphine.
Okay.
She's worth like $19 million.
Good on her.
Did you know that?
Selling bathwater. Good for her.
Well, that I'm glad you brought that up because this is exactly what this article is about. This is something CMS Mikey sent to us.
Okay. Did he buy some?
No.
Sure?
There was some fallout from the bathwater thing.
Oh, okay.
Can you find a picture of Belle Delphine? She was a real life. What do you want to call it? What do you call her? An anime gamer?
I guess anime influencer or something. I don't know.
Yeah, she appealed to gamer boys.
Mm-hmm.
She was like a real life gamer girl. She appealed to the kids who do the gaming. And mm-hmm. she was sort of like the real thing. And she would interact with these guys who live in their mom's basement playing, you know, anime games and shit right. like that. And she would dress up in her little outfits and wear her ears and do up her eyes and wear outfits and things like that for money.
Yeah.
And she was like the original OnlyFans, right?
I think. I don't know. I never visited her.
OnlyFans kind of became a thing, what, in the last 3-4 years?
3-4 years, yeah.
And Belle Delphine, she's been around since like 2016, maybe 2017, you think?
Oh, she's been years active since 2016.
Yeah, so she was maybe 4 years ahead of the curve of the OnlyFans thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she made a shit ton of money being Belle Delphine, appealing to the, you know, to the fantasy gamer boys, because they paid her money if she would dress up like a certain character and interact with them and so on and so forth. Well, back in 2019 already, it's been 5 years, she sold her bath water.
Right.
She would, you know, she was in a bathtub and she basically sold vials of her bath water. I think it was at $30 a pop. And she sold hundreds of bottles of this shit.
Right.
Of her bath water.
Wow.
So one of the internet's most popular creators said PayPal fined her after viral bathwater sale.
Okay.
One of the internet's most popular adult content creators said PayPal fined her more than $90,000.
Wow.
After she went viral for selling a non-traditional personal item, that would be her bathwater that she bathed in. Belle Delphine, who had already developed a significant following as a live streamer, became an internet sensation in 2019 after she sold out of her $30 bottles of her used gamer girl bathwater in 3 days.
Right.
The move helped catapult her into a new level of stardom, which she later parlayed into even more success as an adult content creator. On Monday, Delphine said that the viral movement hadn't been as lucrative as she claimed. She said on X that she actually lost money on the stunt and that PayPal is to blame. Since it's been a couple of years now, I can finally share the biggest loss I've taken, Delphine posted on X, formerly a Twitter. Taking an L is slang for taking a loss.
Yeah, wow.
You took the L.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did I not earn money from selling my bathwater, I in fact lost money doing it, she continued. PayPal, without any warning, closed my PayPal account and took $90,000 that I earned from selling my bathwater.
Right.
There was nothing I could do. I tried phoning them up and they said, sorry, nothing we can do. Delphine included a screenshot that showed the transaction in which PayPal took over $90,000 from her account in May of 2021, 2 years after she sold the used bathwater.
Okay.
She posted that the screenshot showed the company withdrawing money from her account. She didn't respond to requests for comment. A PayPal spokesperson said in a statement to NBC News, for privacy reasons, we cannot comment on specific accounts. The allegation adds to those made by some creators, most notably those who toe the line on sexually suggestive content, who said that major internet platforms often take action against their content with little warning or reason.
And PayPal's the worst.
They are the worst.
PayPal is the worst. Dude, PayPal fucked me hard for $2,500 when I was working with Don selling the Solitary record.
And that was a while ago.
That was a long time ago, but we were taking payments from PayPal. Had some fucking Japanese cocksucking motherfucker that bought $2,500 worth of the shit. You know, we shipped it. We got the receipts and everything to ship overseas. You know, the receipts.
Yeah.
Whatever you call those, the receipts that you can get.
Yeah.
I had the receipts that the guy took the delivery.
Yeah, he received it. Then he probably filed a claim, right?
Yeah. And I showed PayPal the receipt and they said, well, too bad, you lose. So we lost $2,500. I lost $2,500. It was fucked up, man. And PayPal doesn't give a shit. They don't give a flying fuck.
PayPal has rules around sexually orientated goods and services and says it allows U.S.-based transactions only for physical goods such as videos, DVDs, magazines. Delphine, who is based in the United Kingdom, wrote in the following post that she isn't sure which terms of service she broke and doesn't know whether it has to do with the bathwater specifically. PayPal didn't clarify which terms of service she broke. PayPal conducted conduct toward adult performers has been scrutinized by civil rights groups, influencers, and sex workers for more than a decade. In June of 2021, the American Civil Liberties Union released a statement saying it joined 23 other civil rights groups to demand that PayPal and other payment processors stop what the ACLU referred to as their continued practice to boot sex workers and other users off their platform with little due process.
Mm-hmm.
While Delphine was known for her sexually suggestive content by the time she sold her bathwater in 2019, she didn't start appearing in pornographic content until 2021. Is she in pornographic content? Have you seen
that? Oh, yeah. I'm looking at all kinds of pictures of her pussy right now.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is it nice?
No. She's got a whale vagina. It's fucking way huge.
A whale vagina?
It's fucking big. Like long.
A long duck dong?
It looks like you need a tape measure just to measure that slit. It's a long pussy.
Well, maybe that's where she swipes the credit cards.
Oh, dude, she can swipe two at a time with that big old gash.
She's got a long pussy.
She's got a long pussy.
Yeah,
I wish I could put it on the screen, but I can't. But I will tell people, if people want to look up the exact picture I'm looking for, you know, this is the best I can do. It's on Google. I went to Google Images, and it's the title is Belle Delphine Nude, comma pictures, comma photos, comma Playboy, comma naked, comma topless, comma fappening.
Wow.
Which I did not look up all that. That's just the name on the picture.
All right. All right.
All I looked up was Belle Delphine naked and like 900 pictures of her fucking.
No shit.
Came up on Google Images.
Wow. Okay. Let me see if I can type that in real quick.
Yeah, right. Just look it up.
Belle Delphine. What did you put in?
Belle Delphine naked.
Okay. Let's see here. Naked.
Yeah, there's pictures of her sucking cock, taking in the ass.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of stuff.
All right. Images. Let me see. What do we got here? Well, most of these are blurred. Is there a setting on here for like...
Click on one of them and it'll ask you if you're okay with it, I think.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think.
Let me see.
I don't know, I'm a longtime perv, so it just shows me.
View the image, it says.
Yeah, view that image.
Okay. All right. Well, she's got perky little boobs.
Yeah.
She doesn't have massive boobs.
No,
or
she don't have big tits or nothing.
Oh, wow, she's sucking a cock.
That's what I'm saying. There's all kinds of, there's lots of shit in here of her.
Interesting. I had no idea. Oh, okay, I see her slit.
Do you see the one where she's kind of laying on her side?
Yeah, she's in her pink.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm looking
at it. That's a big gash.
Okay.
That goes from belly button to asshole.
All right. I hadn't realized that she got into the adult content.
But I'm not wrong about her having a big old whale vagina, am I?
Well, I'm not saying. I don't know if the term whale is correct. I'm just saying that she's got a long slit.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right.
That's a lot of slit.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. I think there's a couple where she's really riding a dildo here.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
And good point, Rage. Good point. On this topic, just wanted to send everybody a quick reminder. Happy Mother's Day. Makes sense for this segment. Happy Mother's Day, moms. Yeah.
Well, this one I'm looking at, she's wearing black stockings and she's got her cat ears on.
Mm-hmm.
But she's pulling the lips of her pussy.
Okay, and, yeah. I see that one.
Interesting that she's wearing cat ears, but she's pulling her pussy.
No, well, that's good.
Wow.
Now here's one with a dildo stuck in her snapper while she's laying in a bathtub.
Yes, I see that.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. Well, what with these Google images available, and again, I'm going to ask you as an expert.
Okay.
Where did the money, where is the money being generated from this?
OnlyFans.
Yeah, I know, but did some OnlyFan fan put this out on the interwebs?
No. I mean, somebody grabbed them and put them out there. That's, I mean, each, if you click on each one has a different website that they're hosted on.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of, look, the fappening websites are everywhere. There's all kinds of the fappening.net, .org, .orgy, .whatever. You know, there's, if you just type in any celebrity's name and then fappening behind it, you will come up with 15 different websites that all show various, if there's naked pictures of them, they all show it.
All right.
They all feature it.
I got to take your word for it since you're.
You are in my wheelhouse of expertise with this.
Well, you are quite the connoisseur. In these pictures I'm looking at, she's wearing like slippers that look like paws.
Yeah. This is all probably OnlyFans leaked stuff that somebody just paid the $20 a month for 1 month and grabbed all the pictures and then put them up.
Right.
Put them out there.
Yeah. But you're right. She does have quite the, she's got quite the elongated vag.
That's what I'm saying.
For such a small girl.
Yeah. She's a little girl that could take three dicks at once.
Yeah. She has a long snatch.
Yeah. Did you think I was kidding?
No, I wouldn't term it as a whale snatch, but I would say it's definitely a long snatch dong.
Yeah, it definitely is that.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. Very interesting. Okay. let's see here. They wouldn't tell me which PayPal rule I broke, and they wouldn't give me any more information because of a quote-unquote security risk, she wrote. She said that PayPal fined her $2,500 for each sale.
Ooh.
She didn't respond to NBC News asking if the negative $90,000 balance was a result of the fines or in addition to the money withheld from her sales. PayPal didn't mention the $2,500 penalty in its current acceptable use policy or user agreement, but it does say users are responsible for fines that may be incurred as a result of misusing the service. In 2022, after PayPal walked back controversial policy language that suggested that it would fine people $2,500 for spreading misinformation.
Oh.
The spokesperson said that the company has long held that it can take $2,500 for each violation of its policies. PayPal has since phased out this policy. Delphine also wrote that she kept this a secret because it would be a better news story to say that I made X amount of dollars from selling my bathwater.
Right.
Ultimately, I'm still glad I did it since it was a really fun time on the internet when it happened. I still did mail out all the bathwater people bought from me, she said.
Oh, that's good.
So that big long snatch was basting in that bath water.
Yeah. That pisser could put out fucking fires.
That's quite the statement.
bet she queefs like a champ.
All right.
Probably sounds like a tuba, that big old hole. Probably like, whoa. Yeah.
Well, according to, as of 2024, her net worth is estimated to be around $10 million.
Good on her.
$10 million.
Take $2 million of that and clean up that snatch.
Wow. So she made $10 million off of young gamer boys who were using their mom and dad's credit card.
Well, and YouTube and everything else. I mean, because she's also got, I don't know, 10 or 20 million followers on her fucking YouTube page. So
crazy.
Yeah, dude, the whole internet is crazy. None of it makes any sense.
I mean, granted, she's cute, okay? But I can't even imagine the massive appeal that she has. And again, I'm not a gamer guy. You know, obviously this is something that appeals to teenage boys into maybe their mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, oh my God, this girl's like a anime character. She's like a character in a video game, you know, and I could interact with her if I join her site and pay her X amount of dollars and she'll do like a one-on-one video chat with me.
Yeah. No. You know? Dude, back in our day, we just went out and met people. That's the difference.
Exactly.
We just went out and saw a show and met these people. And the kids now, this is their concert money, really. They don't go to concerts. They just take that money and spend.
Most of them don't even drive.
That's what I'm saying. What do they do?
Drive. They don't go anywhere. They don't do anything. They're not interested in fucking real chicks. They're happy just looking at some girl on the interweb who will talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't even imagine, you know, a life like that.
I mean, dude, but if you think about it, you know, if we took a chick to a concert back in that day,
yeah,
it was about $25 for two tickets to a concert, six pack of beer, another $5. You know, maybe a dinner, maybe another $20 because we were all broke at that point. So like $50.
Sure.
So $50, you took your chick, you went to the show. That's it. These guys will spend the $50 and they'll see every fucking orifice of this broad. And maybe she'll send them a private text that just says, hey, sexy, do you like my cat ears? They're doing the same shit. It's just a different way to do it.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. You know, it's the same stuff, but you know, you and I, We were actually looking to have our face buried in some pussy.
Yeah.
These younger guys, they don't even know what the smell of a nice pussy is.
But they don't want to know it because half the time it'll get them in trouble. God forbid they say the wrong thing and then they got to fucking, you know, Shanann Watts them.
Yeah.
They got to put them in a hole because they'll fucking ruin their life. I mean, that's the big difference. If we had a bad experience with a girl back in our day, well, you know what? She talked shit to her friends about you, and maybe that bled over to your friends, but that all blew over in a week. This shit today, you know, you have a bad experience with the girl, they could fucking literally ruin your life with a lie. And that's that. I'm going to give these kids credit. They're smart enough to not engage in that shit.
Yeah, I know, but they still don't know what the experience of actually getting their
dick wet,
hands on a real pussy is
like. No, they don't. But at the same time, they also don't know the experience of fucking losing their job and going to jail.
Yeah, well, I agree.
Which is part of today's dating.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
It is. The whole goddamn system is broken.
I agree. We'll be right back.
Get ready to turn up the excitement at your next event with the Perfect Choice Band, the ultimate party starters in Ohio and beyond. Picture this: two electrifying vocalists, a powerhouse rhythm section, and a horn ensemble that will blow you away. That's right, the Perfect Choice Band isn't just another cover band. We're here to transport you to the heart of the party with unforgettable renditions of your favorite hits. From classics to chart toppers, we've got your playlist covered. Our mission? To keep you singing and dancing until the stars fade into dawn. So, why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Call 440-346-5242 or visit us at perfectchoiceband.com to book the ultimate entertainment experience for your special day. The Perfect Choice Band, where every moment is music to your ears. Don't miss out. Book now and let's make memories together.